This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Brutal cold as far as the morning goes, maybe up to about 30 degrees this afternoon. We have some snow on the way as well later today and the weekend. Let's get the latest now. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
Clouds are filling in across the area this morning. Not so cold with a high of 28 this afternoon, but snow begins towards sunset and will continue at times tonight, tomorrow, and even on through Sunday. There will be a little freezing drizzle mixing in late tonight and into the day tomorrow, especially south of the city. Temperatures for the most part will be in the 20s, making it up to 36 tomorrow, but then back to feeling like it's only near 10 most of the day on Sunday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
We'll get the latest in your five-day forecast on up to 6 inches of snow headed our way on Sunday.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A water main break in Skokie causing major problems at this hour. Let's get the latest details now live from the traffic center with Beau Durand.
Starting to get the first images of this big issue in Skokie. This is a water main break right at the corner of Emerson and Prairie where the water main is gushing, and this is inundating neighborhood streets for a good solid mile all around Skokie, just to the east of McCormick Boulevard. What we have as far as closures, several of them. McCormick is shut down between Golf and Dempster. We also have Church Street closed between Ewing and McDaniel and Evanston. Golf Road is open but completely flooded over between Prairie and McCormick. This water main break is inundating all the neighborhood streets. It's up to about the bottom of the cars, inundating all the wheels in cars. It's certainly starting to seep into basements. A real issue here in Skokie. You want to avoid the area completely, basically between Golf Road and Dempster in Skokie, as this water main break is an ongoing situation. Emergency crews blocking several streets. We'll give you the full traffic impact coming up at 8:08, Cisco.
Yeah, we got a deal here. You know, it's 8 degrees, so how long is it going to take for some of that water to start freezing as well on those streets? WBBM's Nancy Hardy is on her way to the scene. We will hear from her with the very latest on this big water main break throughout the morning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
State police say they've arrested a suspect in connection with a stolen vehicle and had a kidnapping victim still inside. The arrest was made just before 2 a.m. near 127th and Menard in Crestwood. Police say the person arrested was also wanted in Iowa on a probation violation charge. Authorities say the alleged kidnapping victim was rescued. There are no other details yet available. Police are releasing video of a woman wanted for questioning about a murder in the Uptown neighborhood last fall.
The video illustrates police work with surveillance cameras everywhere. They're still pounding of the pavement and knocking on doors, but there's a lot of pouring through video. And in this case, numerous cameras captured the woman from different angles. She would be recognizable to someone who knows her. Pretty clear images. The young woman is a person of interest, according to police, in a shooting that occurred last October 1st at about 7:30 p.m. on the 900 block of West East Wood Avenue. A man was shot in the leg and later died. Mike Krauser, News Radio. Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A suburban Chicago hospital is losing its certification to train medical residents. The action by an accreditation agency against West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park is the result of complaints about quality, safety, and workplace issues. In addition, Crane's Chicago Business reports West Sub's resident training program is going to end completely on June 30th. The move means the hospital's resident doctors will have to find new facilities to complete their hands-on experience. Closures and mergers are coming in July to a number of parishes and worship sites in the Joliet Catholic Diocese.
The move made by Joliet Bishop Ronald Hicks involves 19 parishes and worship sites. Parishes involved are in DuPage, South Will, and Grundy counties. For instance, St. Boniface Parish in Moni and St. Mary Church in Park Forest will be folded into St. Laborious Parish in Steger. St. Mary's Church will close, and the St. Boniface Church building will remain open and be used at the discretion of the St. Laborious pastor. The Joliet Diocese website says changes started being considered a few years ago because of a decline in mass attendance and collections, the pandemic, fewer Catholics, and an increase in the number of people who claim no religious affiliation. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago firefighters went to the scene of a building collapse on the south side earlier this morning. Reports indicate the vacant building fully collapsed near 44th Place and Wentworth. No injuries are reported. We'll have more details as soon as they're available. Just days after the mayor said he'd start firing some department heads, they've started to roll.
19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea chairs the city council's aviation committee, and he says it makes him sad to see that aviation commissioner Jamie Rhee has been forced out after serving three mayors.
32 years of dedicated service to our city, a trusted public servant. This is going to be a tremendous loss for our city.
He is less surprised by what a mayor's office news release says is Office of Emergency Management and Communications Director Jose Tirado transitioning out of his job.
I know that Executive Director Tirado has been looking to get back into law enforcement. And I'm sure we'll be seeing it announced soon where he'll be landing. I don't know where that is.
The head of COPA, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, is also resigning, but O'Shea is glad to see Andrea Kirsten go, accusing her of failing to be objective in her investigations. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
A lot of renaming talk going around these days. Does the United States of Kachuk have a ring to it? With games like this.
Orensky shoots. Score! The rebound, the second in the power play for Matthew Kachuk.
Two goals, love the horn. Two goals for Kachuk, two more for the other Kachuk. Brother Brady playing on the same line together. The Kachuk brothers lead Team USA to a blowout of Finland 6-1 to start their run at the Four Nations faceoff. At spring training, the White Sox signed slugger Joey Gallo to a minor league deal, you know, the roster invitation to spring training. The Cubs hold their first full team workout today in Mesa. Sixth-ranked USC upsets top-ranked UCLA 71-60 with a huge night from Juju Watkins, 38 points, 8 blocks. Number 2 Notre Dame holds off Pitt by 31. Olivia Miles, 28. Hannah Hidalgo, 7 steals with her 11 points. The Bulls off for the All-Star break while head coach Billy Donovan will have his number retired at Providence tomorrow, part of the school's 1987 Final Four team. The Eagles' Super Bowl 59 winning parade begins in just a couple of hours. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some businesses and organizations are stepping up to make sure the snow gets cleared in Logan Square.
The effort began about 10 years ago.
The city doesn't really clear public spaces. Like they struggle to clear over bridges, sidewalks over bridges, and Logan Square is a real center of our community.
So, president of Logan Square Preservation, Andrew Schneider, began encouraging businesses in the area to chip in to help cover the cost of snow removal, specifically around the Logan Square Monument. And the idea stuck.
And then we go through and we clear the sidewalks so that everybody has an easier time going down Milwaukee Avenue across Logan Square and accessing the areas that do get cleared around the CTA station. It's not like it puts us out an enormous amount of money. We typically budget around $3,100 for the whole season.
Which arrived with a bang this week. Sponsors this year include Liberty Bank, Reno, Play, Federales, Lula Cafe, and RP Fox and Associates.
Stepped up every single year to help us make sure that that everybody can access the green space, get through there, and get to their destinations with ease.
Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man's pled guilty to defrauding the federal food stamp program.
44-year-old David Quinones could be sentenced to as much as 20 years behind bars for defrauding the government of more than $1.5 million in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. According to federal prosecutors, Quinones has admitted to fraudulently using more than 1,200 food stamp cards. Over a 5-year period, he gave cash or other items to SNAP recipients in exchange for access to their link cards and ID numbers. Quinones used the cards to buy goods at stores and then resold the items and kept the money. He's to be sentenced in June. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Former House Speaker Mike Madigan has lost his $158,000 annual state pension. This was after his conviction on corruption charges. He will get more than $13,000 for February because that's already been processed. A federal jury convicted Madigan on 10 of 23 criminal counts this week, including bribery, conspiracy. A sentencing date for the 82-year-old Madigan has not yet been set. Hundreds of federal workers have gotten layoff notices. More are expected in the coming days and weeks. CBS's Jared Hill.
Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said entire federal departments should be deleted.
If you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back.
CBS News has learned recent federal hires still on probationary status across several departments have received termination notices.
Meanwhile, a federal judge in D.C. has ordered the White House to temporarily restore U.S. foreign aid funding for contracts put in place before President Trump took office. The ruling came after two health groups that receive U.S. funding filed a lawsuit in the case. Heavy rain falling across Southern California, creating a bunch of water and mud on roads as the bottom of hillsides left bare by the recent wildfires flood. Evacuations have been ordered in some Los Angeles neighborhoods because of the weather. The Pacific Palisades resident here spent the day trying to clear out storm drains.
I was trying to get the debris. It clogs up in the drains, and there are wrappers, food, and all types of stuff, gloves that are plugging up the drain. So we're just trying to unplug it.
One intersection in the area is submerged in at least 3 feet of sludge.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.